Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your day and your week. My name is Chris. I am one of your hosts, and I am joined, as always, by my lovely bride, Christy. How are you doing today, Christy?
I'm doing good.
Doing good.
Been busy since I got home. I'm having a hard time sitting still.
Are you? You got ants in your pants?
Squirrels in my pants.
Squirrels?
Isn't that a song?
I don't know. I've never...
Squirrels in my pants.
I mean, I've heard the phrase, I got ants in my pants. I don't know that I'm super familiar with squirrels in my pants.
I think it's a song.
I don't. What kind of music are you listening to, Tina?
I don't know where I heard it, but I do think it's a song.
Okay.
You want me to look it up?
Sure.
All right. You look it up on my phone.
Sure. Squirrels in my pants. While you look that up, I'm going to apologize to our seven faithful listeners for not having an episode last week. We did have an episode. It will be chalked up into the archive of the lost files. We recorded the podcast. It was a pretty decent episode. I'll tell you about it. We did cat trivia. You didn't know as much about cats as you thought you did.
Uh-huh. Also, he was our guest appearance.
We had the cat showed up for the podcast, and we had to kick him out of the room.
We did it, put him on. Everybody would have been able to see him.
We held the cat up for people to see, and nobody will ever be able to see that episode because what happened was after I went to edit it to make sure that we were – so the process is we do the podcast, and then I edit it. First 10 minutes, my mic worked. It was great. So when I did the intro, typically I kind of cheat a little bit. I'll make sure the beginning's good. If that works, then I'll go to the end and make sure it's good.
But because we don't really like stop and go. It's no, like it's we roll with it.
We're rolling.
Rolling with the homies, just getting it on out there.
And so I went to edit the end. So beginning part was good. Set all that up. Went to go to the end. No. I could hear you, but I couldn't hear me. And the only way you could hear me was through your microphone, and it was so bad, I was even going to post it. And after going back, and I don't know what happened, but my microphone cut off about 10 minutes in, and it was just kind of a wasted episode. So I hated that.
You've been having issues with sound and stuff anyway.
Well, I've been having some computer issues. I've had some mic issues. Ganker got me set up on Windows 11. I don't even know what that is, but I got it, and we're rolling.
Good.
And so hopefully today's everything's going to be good, great, grand, and wonderful. We're doing well so far. All the bars are
good,
bouncing like they should, and we're back. So to the seven listeners, we're very sorry that we missed you last week. I heard from several people.
Oh, yeah?
That's several of the seven. I'd say I heard from four of the seven listeners this week. Where was the podcast episode?
Yeah.
They wanted to know. And so.
Well, we did it, folks.
We did. But we're back.
We did it. So you asked if I wanted to do it again. But, you know, after you do a 40-minute episode and then it didn't do something right, it's kind of hard to redo it. And then it be effective.
Well, there's a couple things about that. I don't want to spend this whole episode talking about why we didn't post last week. Right. But I will say this. We have such a hard time coming up with, like, content anyway. Not a hard time. That sounds really bad. But, like, you know, thinking
about...
You
want to be interesting.
Yeah, thinking about what we're going to talk about, you know, how that's going to go. And so you kind of get all of that settled. Mm-hmm. And then you do it and it doesn't work. It kind of takes the wind out of your sails a bit. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you put the effort in, the wind out of your sails. And I like being authentic and genuine. And if we tried to come back and reproduce that, it wouldn't be.
Right. It wouldn't be the same. Because you don't get this, you know, you want it to be immediate responses between us. And then if you have to kind of act it out, it's not the same.
I will say this. One thing that they did miss was your negativity about the cat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, good thing that they didn't get to hear this one because we dedicated another whole episode to it.
It wasn't the whole episode.
It seemed like
but
it.
We did do cat trivia and we did something else. Oh, cat jokes. You remember those?
Yeah.
That may be, the cat jokes may be the greatest loss in that whole episode.
But anyway, I found squirrels in my pants. Okay. We don't have to play it.
All right, that's going to be a new button. I found squirrels in my pants.
It's a song.
That's a new button for you, Tina.
It's a song after off of Phineas and Ferb.
All right. Let's. Can we hear
it? Can we listen to it like right there? Yeah. I don't know.
It's not going to be great quality, but is this it right here?
I don't know.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So.
It says you can listen to it on Spotify and stuff.
Squirrels.
I just Googled it.
In my pants. Let's see what happens here. I'm nervous.
Susie, where are you?
This is the song?
It's like a Phineas and Ferb.
When did they get to the song? There's a lot of screaming.
Somebody, anybody, everybody scream!
There's squirrels in my pants!
That girl's got some serious squirrels in her pants!
There's squirrels in my pants!
Tell me what's making you jump like that?
You had never heard that.
I think I have heard that. Now that you...
Okay. All right, we can cut it off now.
No, I'm into it now. What are they spelling?
As to the...
Huh?
I don't know. I just knew
All right. There
was a song called Squirrels
in the
Pants.
I have heard that before. It's been a while, I think. Phineas and Ferb is a good throwback. That's old... I like that show.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, if you want to hear the complete version of Squirrels in Your Pants, you can Google that. It's readily available.
That's how I found it.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I was at church today, and I don't know the older gentleman's name, but he has spoken to me the last 2 weeks. They know who I am because when we spoke at the marriage thing, I came up there. That's how they know me. They know my name and everything. And I was texting, and you know how teenagers text with their thumbs, you know, like really fast?
Yeah.
He caught me texting with one finger, and he said, oh, you're a one-finger texter and not the thumbs. And I was like, oh, no, my girls get onto me all the time about how I do a phone. But I thought that was so funny. Off the wall.
That's funny. Hey, speaking of church, Miss Maxine wanted me to tell you hello.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she said, where's your beautiful bride? And... I don't think she said bride. Beautiful something.
Okay.
Maybe she said precious. I don't know. Anyway, she asked about you and wanted me to. She said, if I don't see her, tell her I asked about her.
Well, so that was very thoughtful. That's me doing her. She's a sweet, sweet lady. But
yeah.
Anyway, just off the wall stuff here.
Yeah, just,
what's new in it? Just what's new in it for the day.
Well, we haven't even gotten to that yet. What's new. So we're just catching up because of last week, but we're back now.
We're just small chit-chatting, talk.
A little chit-chat.
A little small talk, you know?
A little small talk. Anyway, yeah. All right, let's get into our first segment, What's New,
okay. The
segment we do every week.
I'll say this. I don't even know if you knew. The fair came to town.
Really?
And we didn't even go look at it.
Well, that's not true. I did know that the fair was in town.
Well, the fair was in a couple towns, but like it's right down the road from us, but we don't really go that way.
Well, Lily went to the fair with Lauren,
but not
and
the Aiken County
Big
fair.
Time Bex, and was somebody else?
Lauren and Stephanie, Caitlin.
Yeah, so they all went to the fair. I thought they were going to the fair here in Aiken. Mm-hmm. They went to the one in Augusta.
You're right. But yeah, the fair came to town, but we could care less about the fair. A couple years ago, I decided the fair was way too much money to spend it on, to not ride anything, and we could save a little bit of money that way. But so, that's something new.
I'll tell you why I knew the fair was in town. I know why. I saw a promotion that they were opening up the park for lunch on a Thursday and a Friday for mm-hmm. like people to come, and I don't think they could ride rides, but they could come and just eat the food.
I will say Crystal went, and she said that was the best corn dog she's ever had at the fair. They cooked it fresh. It wasn't like it had set a long time. They made it fresh, and that was the best food she'd had in a long time. And if we were to go, which we missed it, so
shame.
We're not going, but we would have went just for the food. But
Okay.
So that's something new that we didn't even. That is something new. We didn't even go.
Tina, I've got something new. This isn't new. I've been doing this, but what I'm going to tell you is new. I lead a small group. Typically it's on Tuesdays. It's a video game small group, which shouldn't be a shocker. It's actually been really good. Mm-hmm. I've enjoyed it. We've had about, 10, 15 guys every week. We get on, we do a devotion, we pray together, and then we play a video game. And I really had only planned on the small group lasting like an hour total. Mm-hmm. Man, but we get in there, bro, and it's like we're not even playing like super. We're playing like little creative map games in Fortnite, but we get into it. And the other night we were playing, and I got in trouble. I was screaming too much, and you came in and said, "Why are you being so loud?" And everybody was like, "Ooh, you're in trouble." And so,
but you know, you weren't in trouble. I didn't say it rudely, but it was after 11 o'clock and we had to get up.
It was late.
And all I heard you in here doing was, just yelling like, I won't call y'all boys, but y'all were yelling like a bunch of teenage boys.
We were. That was, we were having a lot of fun.
And I wasn't even mean. If they thought I was mean. That's so wrong of them.
They all said, they all knew that I was in trouble. They actually posted in our Discord chat, "How much trouble were you in?" And I said, she said that she wasn't fussing. She was just telling me that I was too loud. And they were like, "No, she was fussing."
Well, I can't defend myself to a bunch of those boys, but it was real late and I had already been asleep. And it happened a couple times, so Tina had to get up and say something.
Well, this is not about that, though. It's about a conversation we had this week. And it was about how much we could eat of various items. Don't ask me how these conversations start, okay? It's video game talk. You know what I mean? Like, it's just conversation that gets started in the middle of video games. And so the conversation was, how many wings could you eat? How many Crystal Burgers could you eat? I told them I felt like I could eat 24 Crystal Burgers. Everybody said no.
No, you could not.
100%. I could eat 20. I could sit down at one. Now, not fries, not extra stuff, but 24 Crystal Burgers, I could do that in one sitting.
You would be dog sick.
I would be sick, but I could do it.
Because you know what those onions do to you eating a couple of them.
I'm not saying it will be healthy. I'm just telling you what I feel like I can accomplish.
You know how many I'll eat?
That's what I was going to ask you, Tina. That was it. So how many Crystal Burgers do you think you haven't eaten all day? So I want you to put in all the factors. You're hungry. You're not eating extra sides or anything like that. It's just straight up Crystal Burgers. We don't eat them with cheese. I know that's
gross.
For some people, they like the cheese. I'm not a cheese on my Crystal Burger kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
But how many do you think you could eat?
Well, I normally eat four on a good day. So if I'm starving, I'd probably say six.
Six?
And that's pushing it.
You know what Pastor Stephen said he could do?
Mm-mm.
Stephen said he thought he could only eat five. That's crazy. He's lost. I could easily eat 24. I know he can eat more than five.
Are y'all going to, sit down and try to do it?
I might be calling him out right here. I know that he doesn't listen to the podcast, but I'm calling him out right now that he can eat more than five crystals in one sitting.
That ought to be, a small group thing one night.
Maybe.
For game night, y'all's fellas get together. Well, some of them live far away, but you could FaceTime with a Crystal Burger.
We talked about it so much. This is, at 10:30, because we meet late, so we don't. We don't actually meet until 9 o'clock at night because for most people they've gotten off work, their kids are done with their activities, and so this is 10 o'clock at night. We're talking about this,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's like, "Y'all want to meet at Crystal's?"
Y'all probably would too.
Yeah,
definitely. It would be something fun to do at the end of your small group thing. Have a couple different, not hot dog eating contests, but little food eating contest that y'all talk about, yeah, and do it.
So. I told him I could eat 40 buffalo wings too. I felt like 40.
That's a lot of food.
Well, it's a challenge, and I'm up for it.
Well, you've always said you wanted to go to those places that have contests at restaurants to get your meal for free.
I want to do that one time. I don't feel like I can eat as much now as I used to, but I would like to do it. But I don't think I would be successful. About 10 years ago, I 100% could be successful.
I'm making my homemade iced coffee now, guys. I needed it after church today, so that's what I'm doing. If y'all see me,
another very interesting thing, Tina, that I want us to get into really quickly is you and I went to Teresa's the other day. We had not been in a couple of weeks.
No,
and so the girls had gone off on a shindig.
Uh-huh.
And it was just you and I, and so I was like, hey, you know what? Because you're my girl, I'm going to treat you right, and I'm going to take you on a hot date to Teresa's.
And because I know that you love it so much, I agreed.
Yeah. So we loaded up. We were actually already out and about. That's probably why it all happened to begin with.
You took me to Target, so
yeah,
I might as well eat a burrito.
But it was ended up being a fabulous experience.
Well, they,
for one reason.
I think they missed us.
For one reason, yeah. So, number one, the little manager guy came by just to see us.
He did.
I didn't see him stop and talk to anybody else, but he came and talked to us.
He's like, there's my fella.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
I was nervous he wouldn't understand what we're saying, but you said you think he understands.
I think he's the manager. His picture
you say
is
that.
On the wall.
I don't know where you get that you think. He is the manager. He seems so young to be the manager.
I think he's like, either he owns it or his family owns it.
But
his picture's on the wall.
But his family could own it, and they're proud that he graduated. What is it, military?
Yeah, it's like a military picture.
Yeah,
it could
wrong.
Be like a JROTC picture. I don't know. But it's on the wall, and it's decorated, and it's him.
Yeah.
Right there in the middle. He's Mr. Teresa.
Anyway, let's get back to what we're saying.
So we're sitting at Teresa's.
He speaks to us,
enjoying our time. We got our meat salsa. We ordered a large meat salsa, guys. We were so excited. We didn't just get the free meat salsa; we got the large meat salsa,
and it's good. People may not even know what that
delicious.
Is. They make the best one by far.
It's delicious,
and they get you because it's free with like the salsa.
Give you a little one, and then.
But you definitely need the bigger one.
I even asked before we even got our chips. I said, "Can I get a large meat salsa?"
Meat
and she
sauce.
Was like, "She was like
another one."
Another one. I was like, "Yes."
She's like large.
Like yes. So they brought that out. So we're sitting there. We're having a great time. We're enjoying the experience. We're at Teresa's. The music is playing, and then all of a sudden. Something happened that had never happened before in all the times we'd ever been to Teresa's.
And everybody around us has the same reaction.
A very loud, like, what is that called? Like a mariachi band sound?
Maracha? Maracha?
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
So there's no band, but you hear the music. And it's loud. It's louder than the music that's playing in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I stop and I start looking around. And I'm like, what in the world? And then all of a sudden, this robot comes out from the back of the kitchen.
Playing music.
And it's got trays of food on it. And it comes down the aisleway. And it stops at these people's table. The robot's talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the waitress comes by, takes the food off the robot, hands it to the people.
Smiles real.
She's smiling.
She's so proud of her robot.
Everybody in the restaurant's watching this happen.
They're like, wow, what is this?
Everybody's watching this happen. They're like, man, what is going on? And then it's like the robot starts playing more music. It turns around.
It says thank you.
Yeah, it said thank you. And it goes back to the kitchen.
Playing its music. It's like it went right back behind the curtain.
We just stopped and we were like. What is going on at Teresa's?
We didn't get the luxury to have the robot come to our house, come to our table,
it
though.
It didn't come to our table, but it was the best part of the whole meal.
So our little fella come by, we told him we saw it, and he's like, I don't know. It's taking our jobs over.
Yeah, that's what he said.
So, anyway, everybody was smiling at the robot. I don't know what everybody was thinking. Smile at the robot's coming by, smile. But it was
it was an experience.
I've seen it on a Nickelodeon show, robots like that.
Yeah.
And so to actually see a food robot, it was interesting.
It was great. So, listen, I got a couple thoughts about this. Number one, Teresa's is raking in the dough.
But Crystal told me Salsa's has one.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Teresa's is raking in the dough if they've got a robot just so the waitresses don't have to carry the food. That's pretty awesome.
Just walk around with it.
Dude, what do you think that robot's name is? Pedro?
Teresa? Amigo.
I think it's Teresa Jr. That's Teresa Jr. right there. So anyway, that was a great experience at Teresa's this past week. Mm-hmm. I was trying to think of anything else new. Both of my news have surrounded around food, Crystal Burgers and Teresa's. So I feel like I'm on brand.
Okay, on brand?
Yeah, I'm on brand for food.
I don't know what that means.
That means I'm on brand. Like I'm doing what it is that I do.
Everything's still working. Everything went off for a second. So
yeah, okay. We're good.
All right.
Well, what else do you have for us, Tina? Anything? Anything new?
I don't think so.
All right. Oh, we got to give a fantasy football update. Okay. So we didn't get to last week.
I don't think I did good this week.
I had one of the best weeks I've had all week in my college pick'ems.
Well, that's good.
I'm still ranked fourth. That hasn't changed. I've not moved out of fourth place. But Lauren's in first. B-Ball, Brittany, Fireball's wife, second. Jessica, third. And then me and Pastor Megan are tied for fourth. Right there. Just in there, hanging out. I got 7 right this week. But this week, people got more right than I can remember ever happening all season.
I didn't.
Lauren got 8 right. Jessica got 8 right. I got 7. Brittany got 7. Megan got 7. Mm-hmm. Wesley got 8. So, yeah, we're on a major come up this week.
I went against the numbers and that it showed. Well, yeah. I could take it back.
You got half right.
I went against the numbers and I went back. No, I better give these people the teams that were normally high, go ahead and do it, and I shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, you got 5 right.
You know.
So you've.
I don't consider myself knowledgeable in it. So if I even.
You're not in last.
No.
You're 10th.
There's only 12 of us. Well, so you're not looking at it like that. So
you're not last, Tina. How's your fantasy football team going?
I'm winning right now. I'm not bragging on it. The other day I bragged on it against Caitlin, and I did not wake up to a win. So yeah,
you've lost 3 now, haven't you?
2.
You've lost 2. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I am beating Becca right now, though. Sorry, Beck. Let's go look. Well,
big time Bex is going down.
Mm-hmm. Let's go look to see real fast.
So we got your and do you understand? Because we again part of the lost episode last week, we had a whole conversation about the difference between your college pick'ems and your fantasy football. They're two different things. They're not the same thing. Are you getting that?
Mm-hmm. So I'm winning right now. Okay. I got 5 in play. She doesn't have any in play.
How many does she have yet to play?
Just 2.
How many you have yet to play?
2. I got 5 in play, so.
There you go. So you feel good about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, there you go, Tina. Good job. Good job, Tina. All right.
I feel like we're in a comfort casual setting today.
Do you?
I do. I just feel like we're relaxed. Just
yeah, we're just hanging out. We're
shooting
chilling.
Shooting
the breeze. Mm-hmm. Tina, one more thing that I want us to get into really quickly is coming up in a couple of days is Halloween. Okay? Now, you and I...
We have not bought any candy for that.
Yeah, you and I are not huge participators in Halloween.
Uh-uh.
I wouldn't say that I'm necessarily against it, but I'm not for it either. Right? I don't like scary stuff. Halloween typically is surrounded by scary things. People, for whatever reason, like to tap into their scary side. I like fun Halloween stuff, like pumpkins and that kind of stuff. But scary stuff, I'm not into. You know what I mean? So, like, mm-hmm. Halloween's just not a, it's not a jam for me.
You know, we went out to eat last night in downtown. And you know what I've seen a lot of people dressed up as?
What?
Freddy Krueger.
Really?
Men, women.
Did you see the man that was standing on the side of the wall that had... Here's the only thing I know how to describe it as.
We are just talking about everything.
It was... I mean, it was a pair of underwear.
No, I did not see that.
The side of it was a string. I don't know what the butt looked like. He was leaned up against the wall. And all of his business was just right there.
No.
Yeah. I mean, it was covered up. But it was there. For all to see.
What was he supposed to be?
A man about his business. He was a man about his business.
No, I wouldn't want to see that either.
It was like, man, bro. Like, there were some tasteful costumes. There was a costume party that was coming through the restaurant that we were at. They weren't coming to our restaurant, but they had to go through our restaurant to go up to where the costume party was. And there were a lot of people that came through. Some that were good. Some that, you know, you just kind of throw together. But some that were tasteful. This fella, he missed the boat on the tasteful. But that's not the point of this. Mm-hmm. All right. We hadn't done this in a while. I want us to rank Halloween candy, a blind ranking. But we're going to do it a little bit harder because candy is important. Not like Disney movies where we only had 5 options. We got 10 options, Tina.
Okay.
All right. So what I want you to do is I'm going to read off candy. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say this because I know that this is true. I know for you, the number one is Reese's.
Yes.
It's not on the list. I'm just going to go ahead and star it right here and say that for you, Reese's is the ultimate.
Yep.
It's above everything else.
Reese isn't on the list at all?
No.
Well, who made this list up?
ChatGPT.
Well, they're wrong.
All right. So here we go. I'm going to call out candy.
Okay. I don't even look.
Yeah, don't look at it. I'm going to call out candy, and you tell me where it ranks 1 to 10. Once you call it, it's locked.
Okay.
Okay? It's locked in. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, candy corn. Where do you think? Now, these are Halloween-specific candies.
5.
Okay. So, you like candy corn?
Well, I think people like candy corn. I don't have to like it. It's not my ranking.
No, this is your ranking. Because this is for you.
You told me it's... Well, then, no. I thought you... I was trying
no,
to...
No, this is what, you ranking these candies. For you, Reese's is the ultimate. So, it wins automatically.
But you told me it wasn't on the list.
It's not on the list.
So, I don't understand.
I made it a bonus. This is your ranking of these candies.
Okay.
It's your opinion.
So, I'm not one of what people want.
No, it's you.
Well, then I don't eat candy corn.
All right. Where would you rank candy corn?
9.
Okay. All right. Candy corn is number 9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next thing. These are
just name
Reese's
it.
Peanut butter, the little cups. I know that you prefer the big cups. These are the little cups.
Well, we'll do 3. We like Reese's.
Okay. So we're going to say Reese's here.
Okay.
All right. Snickers. Fun size Snickers.
5.
Okay.
I'll eat a Snickers.
All right. Kit Kat. Fun size Kit Kat. Like, it's actually probably only the 1.
4. I like a Kit Kat.
Okay. All right. M&M's. A little bag, a little fun size.
I'll do 6.
Okay. Not a big fan of M&M's?
No.
Okay. What about a Twix?
I like a Twix.
Okay.
2.
Oh, a Twix is above the little Reese Bites.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I got the Reese's at the top, so.
Yeah. No, the Reese's are number 1. Mm-hmm. Now, you still have a number 1 spot.
Mm-hmm.
Reese's is above all of those. Already.
I got a number. I got a candy.
All right. Skittles.
Mm-mm. 10.
Skittles are 10?
I don't like candy.
I don't. Okay. All right. Like this is your list. Candy. Hershey's chocolate bars.
1.
Yeah, I knew that was going to be there.
Yeah, I like some chocolate.
Okay, Hershey's chocolate bar. What about a Starburst?
I'd go 8. It's candy, like sweet candy. I don't like sweet candy.
Okay. What about Sour Patch Kids?
Well, I only have one number left.
Yeah, it has to go to 7.
I would agree with that. If I had to eat a candy, it would be a Sour Patch Kid.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so here's your list. Okay? Mm-hmm. This is your list that you created. Hershey's number 1. Now, Reese's Ultimate. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But below Ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
Hershey's 1. Twix 2. Reese's Little Bitty Cups 3.
Mm-hmm.
Kit Kat 4. Snickers 5. M&M's 6. Sour Patch Kids 7. Starburst 8. Candy Corn 9. Skittles 10.
And you know, when the girls get candy, what I take from the stash is all of those. From the Reese's to the Kit Kats to the Hershey bars to the Twix. I take all those and put them in the basket and eat them
now,
in the bed.
Now, ChatGPT created this list from random. I didn't create it. However, if you were to replace one of these with a Tootsie Roll, where would you put it?
I don't eat Tootsie Rolls. I think they're nasty.
Okay, that's wrong.
I can't believe that you like a Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie Rolls?
I thought it was a joke.
Are number 1.
No, no. I think Tootsie Rolls are nasty. Do you like the Tootsie Roll Blow Pop?
Yes.
The Tootsie Roll Pop?
Yes. I love them.
I used to like, the Tootsie Roll, the sucker part, but I would get to the Tootsie Roll and throw it away.
I actually had never had the flavored Tootsie Rolls till the other day. Steven had some.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really what started the whole thing on social media about this.
Mm-hmm.
And they were pretty tasty. I never had eaten the flavored, like fruit flavored ones. Pretty tasty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan. I would, just for the record, Tootsie Roll would replace Reese's as the ultimate. Just saying.
So surprising.
All right. Tina. You ready to wow us for today?
Yeah, let's do this.
Let's do this, yo.
Let's do the wow. Let's do it from Ephesians today.
Wow, your pants.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them.
That's a good verse.
I thought that was a good verse for the week. I'd been doing a devotion on complimenting your spouse, complimenting our girls. I thought the word was compliment, like, you look very nice today, you know, that kind of compliment. But then we discovered it was another word.
I am today years old.
I thought I was either mispronouncing it or spelling it wrong. But
you and I had a whole conversation right before the podcast started, and I am today years old when I learned that there are two compliments, not spelled the same and not meaning the same.
But sound
identical.
Well, my devotion was about marriage being difficult and I should be the spouse, because it was devotion for me, that walk through fires for you, keep the wind in your sails when you're struggling, leading and following in different circumstances to compliment you, and you compliment me.
So for the record, it's C-O-M-P-L-E-M-E-N-T is what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard you say that,
mm-hmm.
I looked up ways to compliment your spouse, C-O-M-P-L-I-M-E-N-T, and you said, did they spell it wrong in the devotion? And I said, yes, they did.
Uh-huh.
And you said, no, they didn't. And so we had to do a whole
research. We researched.
So this may just be for me. I'm sure our 7 listeners are way smarter than me. But compliment with an E it simply means to complete. It's a completion of something. So if you use it in a sentence, they are a good couple. They are complementary to one another. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they complete each other.
Mm-hmm.
They it's like Jerry Maguire. You complete me.
Right.
However, the other complementary is something that is an expression of admiration or praise or courtesy used in a sentence. This basket of fruit was given complimentary with the room. So it's something that is a gesture or a service that is rendered complimentary. I'm today years old when I learned the difference between those two. I really thought they were the same word.
But I said we could talk about how to compliment your spouse. Yeah. It was a spouse's devotion on how I should. One day it was be your cheerleader, be your biggest cheerleader, be a spouse that encourages your spouse and not doesn't tear you down. So it's just been a good devotion. And so I thought we'd talk about that for a few minutes today.
Yeah. No, I think that's good. I think specifically, whether it's with an E or an I, I think specifically in our homes, we tend to be less of either with the people that we care about the most if we're not super intentional about it. I am guilty of it. At work or around other people, I can hold my tongue. I cannot say something or, try not to come across harshly. I know that people I work with may not, they may not think that that's true, but I do at least attempt to do that. But I think I find it easier because, and we've talked about how the comfort of our home, we let our guards down and, you end up just saying things and then you end up feeling guilty or like, man, I wish I wouldn't have said it like that. Or I wish I wouldn't have had that tone. You tell me that all the time. It's not necessarily what you say. It's the tone that you say it. And so it's being aware of those things to be complimentary with an eye, to give gestures of kindness and love. But I think if you're not careful and you're not mindful and you're not doing what the verse talked about, guarding what it is that you say, then it's hard to complete the people that you love the most because your words create disconnection. Mm-hmm. It's not even always the words, because sometimes what I'm saying is true. It's how I'm saying it. It's the way I say it that can be
come across,
yeah, the most harshly. Mm-hmm. And so it's not necessarily how I say or what I say, because I don't know that, I'm not saying I don't say wrong stuff. I don't think that I don't say wrong things.
Right.
I think more times I say right things the wrong way. Like, I feel like I'm justified in what I'm saying, but I don't take into account how I'm saying it, or I don't adjust my tone. And so the tone and the method comes across worse. I wouldn't change what I said, but I feel guilty about how I said it.
Mm-hmm. I think it has everything to do with tone. I think you say right things all the time, but I do think that sometimes just you come across as loud, boisterous, kind of just who you are.
Well, one thing that happens at our house a lot is people will say, I'm yelling. Mm-hmm. And I'm not yelling, but when I get engaged in a conversation, I begin to speak louder than normal. So like right now, we're just having a normal conversation. But not that I'm not engaged in this conversation, but if I become like excited, super invested in what I'm saying, or I'm trying to emphasize a point, then I tend to raise my voice and the people around me are like, yo, why is he yelling? Mm-hmm. And I'm not yelling, because to me, yelling is like full on rah, rah, rah.
Not necessarily.
But I do, my voice gets elevated, and Lily does the same thing. Lily, she gets that trait. It's either a learned thing or it's a genetic thing, but she does the exact same thing. When she's passionate about something she says, she starts raising her voice, and then I respond, I'm like, don't yell at me.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm not yelling. I'm like, yes, you are yelling. And then it becomes a
A yelling match.
Then it becomes a thing.
So.
So I think the whole thing here is being mindful of how you say things. Not just anywhere. I think be mindful of how you say things anywhere to anyone. But specifically for this conversation, be mindful of how you say them to the people you care about the most, because I think that's the place in the parameters of our family, not necessarily the four walls of our house, but the four walls, the parameters of what our family, how our family exists. You can let your guard down and you can just, you know, you feel like you've got a responsibility to say something, to discipline, to correct, to address something, to confront something. And the way that you say that specifically is important. I'll give you a great example this morning. I needed to be at church early. We were all running, except for you. We were all running a touch late. Lily was really late. I made a conscious effort in my mind. I am not going to say anything to her about this. I'm not going to say anything to her about being late. She should have been on time. She knew what time we were leaving. But I'm not going to say anything about it because I have made the mistake of not being intentional and ended up having massive fights on the way to church. And I just didn't want this day to be like that because I've had too many days where I've not done it. Now, I say that. We still argued about something else. I can't remember what it was. Y'all still said that I was... My tone was something. I can't remember what that was about either. But at least in that point, I was intentional.
And I'm glad it made the ride a little bit more peaceful. We felt like we were in a rush.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Sunday mornings are always in a rush. So, we made it on time.
Yeah.
That's all that mattered.
So, I think slow down. Don't be so quick to speak. Scripture talks about that. Be slow to speak. Quick to listen, slow to speak. You may have something to say. It may be the right thing to say. But I think the quick to listen part is it helps you compile your emotions and your thought process about what is the correct way to say what it is that you want to say. Mm-hmm. Because you can say the right things the wrong way and it mess everything up.
I think too, like you said, in your home, most homes, not all homes, it is a place you let your guard down. You don't have to have high walls up around. You can be your actual self.
Right.
So, and the girls aren't perfect, and we're not perfect. And I'm learning that they have to know they can mess up, and they're not perfect. I don't want to teach them you have to be perfect in everything you do, because there's no way. So if they yell or they do something wrong, they have to know it's okay. It's okay to mess up. It's okay that maybe we said this or that. Apologize, move on, and it's okay to have your guard down with us. You know, I mean, it's a safe space, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In our home, so.
I think the other thing about this is you can say the right things the right way and it still not be received well. This is in any environment as well. You can say the right things thoughtfully, prayerfully, execute them correctly, and them still not be received well. There's nothing you can do about that.
Mm-hmm.
You can only do what you can do. You know, there have been things that I've said. I've said a lot of things. I've said a lot of wrong things the wrong way. I've said right things the wrong way. I've said right things the right way.
Mm-hmm.
I've never felt bad about saying right things the right way. I've been frustrated in the response and the reception of those words. But when I say right things the wrong way or wrong things the wrong way, I feel guilt because I didn't take the time to process. I didn't take the time to pray about it. I didn't take the time to really think through, Lord, how does this conversation need to go? I'll give you one more example. things just come to my mind. There was a situation at church. I remember one time, this isn't about a family thing, but there was a leader, and we needed to have a conversation with them because they needed to make an adjustment. And this was a long-term leader. They'd been in the role that they were serving in for a long, long time. And I, going into it, felt like the conversation was going to go really poorly. And so I just prayed about it. Lord, help this conversation to go well. You to work it out. I even prayed, Lord, help this to be their idea somehow, some way. Let what I'm saying agree with them. So I called the meeting. They came in the room. Shortly after the conversation started, they said, I need some help, which is what I was going to tell them anyway. They brought it to me, and I just remember thinking in my heart, okay, Lord, you worked that out because, you know, that was the way that this conversation needed to go. Now, if every conversation worked out that way, that would be wonderful. But there's power in praying about conversations. There's direction in it. It also helps settle your mind and get your mind out of your
self
and in alignment with Him. Because I've also had conversations that I felt like I needed to happen, but I'd never pulled the trigger. And I was like, Lord, help me figure this out. And I never had the conversation. I had something like that very recently happen. There were two people that had been in a conflict with one another, and I kept meaning to have the conversation, but it kept getting delayed. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up having the conversation, but by the time that conversation happened, the Lord had worked in both their hearts. They had already apologized to one another. They had resolved it. We just had to work out some technical details of the situation, but God had already worked it out. And so if I had rushed into that and tried to make it happen on my own, who knows what that would have turned out to. But God created alignment for all parties involved. I think about the scripture that says God works all things together for the good of those who believe. And so prayer in all things, but prayer in what you're going to say, how you're going to say it, especially in difficult moments, difficult conversations, it helps bring alignment to your heart, your thought process, and your actions. So
that's a lot. Good stuff.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Well, we didn't have a podcast list this week, so this is just...
We're just talking about everything. You know the word what is it? Compliment?
Compliment. It's compliment. Say it the same way.
That could be used on your job.
Yeah.
How one person does one thing really well, the next person does this really well. Complete.
Well, you know, it's like...
Not that you compliment your job environment by doing different things.
Well, really...
I was thinking marriage-wise, family-wise. Well, really, but
marriage is a complement of one another. The man and woman, they complete each other. They complement one another.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not compliment like, oh, you're so pretty. It is you're walking in stride. I think about riding a bicycle. You got one pedal that is creating motion. The other pedal is creating motion. If you only have one side of the pedal, then you just got one person working really fast and the other person's not doing anything. There's no movement. There's no motion. So it's a completion. It's a complement of each other. So anyway.
That's it. We still got them listening. Thumbs up, folks. We're glad you're there.
You think we lost them? How many of the seven do you think are still here right now, Tina?
Five.
So we lost two. who we want to think it is?
I don't know who I've lost. I don't really know who all listens. Okay. So. All right. I hope they're still listening.
Well, there's seven of them, so they're out.
We didn't have one last week, so we had to go.
Yeah, we're catching
up. Go a little lengthy. So.
Well, that's all we got for you now at this point. So if you hung out this far, thank you for that.
Yes.
And we really appreciate you being here. If you're a new listener, we appreciate you coming, hanging out with us. And we'd love to connect with you. And you can do that by checking us out on the Lots About Something podcast page on Instagram. You can also keep up to date with all of our podcast episodes by subscribing, whatever platform you're listening on, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or even if you're watching us on Spotify, whatever way that you're doing that. Man, we'd love for you to come back, hang out with us again. And we appreciate again so much you guys hanging out with us. Until next time.
See ya.
Bye, guys. Y'all have a great one.